This is the team that went with us to Minto, minus just a couple of people that couldn't be here this morning. I'm Marcy. I'm going to ask my great big panel a bunch of questions. And so we'll just jump right in. But as you guys answer, before you answer your first question, can you please give us your name? And this is Maria, and she's going to help me out in just a second, so she's going to hang over here with me. Okay. We're starting this in and work that way.
Jayla.
Lance.
I'm Alex.
I'm Philip.
I'm Joe, and I graduated from Lathrop High School in 2014.
I'm Jay, and I'm standing next to Joe.
Congratulations.
I'm Jack.
Yeah, I'm Phil.
And I'm Margie.
And I'm Kaylin.
I'm Dave.
Okay, we're starting this in again. What was your favorite part of the trip?
My favorite part of the trip was bonding time with the kids and everyone in the village and with our own youth group.
Definitely going out to Minto and beyond the bush and interacting with people out there.
My favorite part of mission trips is just the presence of the Lord that you feel that you don't feel anywhere else.
My favorite part was definitely getting to bond with the younger kids there and just to see their willingness and openness towards us.
My favorite part was licking whipped cream out of Alex's hair.
One of the neat things about Minto is we go back every year, and as a church, we plant a lot of seeds, and it's neat to go back to the same place and see some of the things that we're sowing starting to sprout.
My favorite part of the trip was eating Alex's cookies without Alex.
Goodness, favorite part of the trip, there were many, but besides coming home and taking a good long hot shower, I would just say it was seeing the excitement that was in the village. Because in my position, my job, a lot of times I don't see that when I go out to rural Alaska. So it was great and it was refreshing to see the excitement.
I was only out there Friday night and Saturday morning. I was amazed at what these guys did. It was way beyond anything I had imagined.
My favorite part was the VBS we did for the kids.
I guess my favorite part was being able to work with all the young people and have some, just have some fun time.
Okay, you want to keep it down there, and we'll head this way for the second question. Part of Vacation Bible School was asking the kids where they see God. And so that's our next question is for our team, where did you see God during our trip?
I think I saw it in just the lives of our young people interacting with the young people that were there.
I saw it in the patience that the teens and the adults had with us and the kids.
I think what I enjoyed, where I really saw God, was afterwards when everybody got together. It was, God was there, and they all seemed so open to it. It was really awesome.
Goodness, where I think I saw God most was when I was putting the little video clip together. And two of the photos, the one where they had the cross and Alex was speaking, and you could see the shadow come down over the kids. And then the photo right below where that little boy was reading the Bible. I mean, I thought that was amazing. Because had this team not been out there, high probability he wouldn't have read the Bible. So I thought that was truly amazing.
I saw God at the VBS and all the little kids and how they just loved going to it and learning about God.
I saw the power of God. We took 17 folks out there, and everybody came home with their fingers and their toes and their eyes. And we had a layer of protection over us and lots of good prayer. So that was great.
I saw them where even though it was raining the entire week, pretty much, we got everything that we set out to do done.
I guess I saw them in the willingness to work for the entire team. I don't know. I could be excluded because I'm not looking at myself. But everyone worked hard and there was no slacking.
Man, I saw God in everyone that went on the trip, but specifically I want to call out Lance here, who, and I'm going to kind of pick on him for a second, that when he was going on the trip, he was like, man, he kind of wanted to go, but I don't think he was fully committed. But by the time that the week was over, he was just wanting to stay for a really long time, and the maturity that he had there and the commitment to work was great. So specifically, I saw God that week in Lance.
Wow. I saw God through the fellowship that we were able to have by going up there. And through that, we're able to complete the project, meet people up there, and plant seeds. It was great.
I saw him through everyone's laughter.
Okay, and then this last question. Would you go again and either tell why or why you would think somebody else should want to go next year?
I would absolutely go again. And it's a lot of fun, mostly with the kids and with everyone. So I would recommend going.
Yes, I would go back next year just to see more progress getting down there.
It's easy for you guys to say that you'll go back next year. You got 3,000 miles I have to figure out how to get through. Man, just mission trips in general, what you feel on them and the presence of the Lord that's there is unlike anything else. It's unreal. And just the fellowship that you have with everybody throughout the week and the growing that you have with everybody is amazing. So, and the hard work that you do is good. It's a good feeling when you're done and while you're doing it too. But, man, I really encourage everyone in here to try to go on Minto next year and let's overstock the rooms and just try to find places for everyone to sleep.
I'd definitely go again, and probably why is because it's not just the work that you're doing out there. I mean, it's fantastic for yourself. The connections you make and the way you get to really see God work that you may not be able to see in your normal life is wonderful.
I would, of course, go again because it's just from going last year to this year, I got to see all the younger kids grow up and they recognized us and it was really cool to see them. So next year, just seeing them again and seeing how they're doing.
We've got some really big momentum here. We're sowing some seeds out in Minto. While I was there, the tribal administrator asked me to meet with the veterans of the village, and they invited a representative from Fairbanks to come to that. They have asked us to help them build a veterans park next year, and this has the potential to be even bigger than it was this year. So we were 17 this year. We might even easily double that next year. So I got to be there. So you guys come too.
I would go again. It was just fun because going out there every year, you can make friends with the people in the village. They're not just some random strangers that you go meet. They become your friends.
I would go again so that some of you out there could go somewhere else. Because just like we need to, church plant, we need to mission plant. And there's other communities out there that need it, just like Minto did, if not worse. So the challenge is out there that we grow in numbers so that we can't fit in Minto so that we have to go somewhere else. So the challenge is out there.
I would love to go for the full time next year. It looked like a lot of fun.
I would go there because it was fun and there was lots and lots of food.
I think that, as already has been mentioned, there are many, many villages that could use some help and that don't have churches. And some of us go to North Star every week, and we often have individuals who say, we don't have a church. And, I hope that we have a church in Tetlin. I hope that we have a church someplace, and they would like to have us come. But anyway, yeah, it's good for us to be able to make those contacts. Thanks.
Jay, did you want to say any more about the upcoming trip? And do you also want to just tell them kind of what we did when we were there, since we kind of skipped that part?
Okay, what we had was something really unique. It was a three-way collaboration between Journey Christian Church, Habitat for Humanity, and Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District. We went out and we did three projects out there. The big one that you saw a lot of pictures of was a schoolyard habitat project. We built that outside the school. We built some ski trails out there. There's a meeting place for the community to come together. There's a playground made out of natural materials for the kids. We also worked on the building that they're building for the village public safety officer. While it was not raining, we got a coat of paint on that. So we started when we got there, when the sun was shining, and the morning we were leaving, it stopped raining, so we finished that paint job. And there was another project that the church really needed. They needed a booth for their sound equipment. So Joe being old enough, him and I built that. So three projects that we did this year, all of them, everybody was safe, and they came out outstanding. The one thing I want to talk about, and to build on some of the things that Dave and Phil said, is that this is so successful, we're going to repeat this. Habitat for Humanity is going to repeat this in other communities. We're going to go to next year, we're going to go, in addition to Mento, we'll be going to Cantwell, Healy. We're looking at Anituvik Pass. I know Phil was talking to me this morning about Circle. So Habitat for Humanity will be bringing in other groups from outside, but, you know, it all started here in this church with Journey Christian Church, and I'm really grateful for that. One of the things that Habitat for Humanity does is recognize an outstanding volunteer with something called the Golden Hammer Award. Everybody that went deserves a Golden Hammer Award, so we're going to start a new tradition. And this is something I hope that we repeat and do every year. This is going to be called the Broken Sledgehammer Award. And this award that we'll hopefully give out every year when we go to Mento is for the outstanding individual that was enthusiastic but maybe just a little bit out of control. So I'd like to ask Jack Dickinson to come up here, please. So, Jack, congratulations for your excitement and your enthusiasm, and try to keep it under control for next year. Don't leave yet. One of the honors of this is that you get to pick, help pick who gets it next year. So try not to let it be you.
Okay, kind of just to close up, my favorite part of the trip was everything. And that it's kind of summed up in the thank yous that we have. There's so many thank yous. If we miss you, we still thank you. First of all, I want to thank the Lord. He just handpicked this team, and it's super diverse, but he gave us incredible unity. He was so faithful. We prayed for a miracle one day, and we got to see the fruit of that at the end of the day. He gave us this opportunity to serve and love him and love others, and that's incredible. There were so many people that were part of this team by praying and giving financially, and so we thank you for that. Also, a bunch of behind-the-scenes work, Pastor Derek and Amy. My really good friend Patty came and helped me pack up all of Vacation Bible School decorations and stuff, so that was ready to go. All of you parents for supporting and encouraging your kids. But we have two special thank yous that we want to give out. For this is outside the team. You want to give it to Greg. This one is for Greg Heindel. If you could wave your arm so she can see you. Kind of last minute, I asked Greg how hard it was to make crosses, and he said, I can make those for you. And they're really, really wonderful. And they were in the picture. One of the best pictures I thought of the trip had those crosses in it, so thank you very much. And then Lisa Dixon, talk about a sender extraordinaire. She loved going to Mento last year, and she really wanted to go this year, and the timing just didn't work out for her family. But she met with Jayla and Maria and I, and actually her kids, Jessica and Jack, too. And all of us prayed. We picked out the Vacation Bible School. We did the ordering. We got it all together. And then she and her family provided all the food for our trip for the whole week. And it was amazing. She prepared the meal. She had them written out. It was easy for us to just pull them off. And it was amazing food, wasn't it? Okay. So we wanted to especially thank her, too. So are you in here, Lisa? So if you want to hand it to Greg, we'll get it to Lisa. And then I wanted to give some special thanks to some people on our team. Jay, thank you for setting up the work projects. I know it's part of your job, but it's a blessing, and it blessed all of us and gave us the stuff to do. Phil, you were amazing on this trip. I am so thankful for you. He got up, and he would fix the breakfast, so they were ready for us, so we got to sleep in a little bit. He just served us in so many ways. He made this amazing video that you guys saw. A super huge blessing. And then Dave, thank you so much for leading praise and worship for us. That added so much to our trip, especially for the before devotions and stuff. It really got us, our hearts right to spend time with the Lord. Alex, you're amazing with the kids. Just phenomenal. Super fun. A great leader. God's going to use you in amazing ways. So thank you. Thank you for running the devotions. And then for all of you on our team, you guys are absolutely amazing, and I just want to thank you that you are doers and not just hearers of the Word of God, and that honors Him. And so I want to just read this over you, and this is Philippians 1, 2 through 6. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
Hey, before we go, Marcy's not going to thank herself. So we really probably could not have done this week without Marcy. She pulled everything off and was great with the kids, with morning devotions, and just throughout the day making meals. So let's hear it for Marcy if we can, because she did a great job.